感谢主，就说，我们每一个星期天来到主的面前的时候呢，真的非常的宝贵。
Praise God every Sunday when we meet together. Through Zoom is a precious time.
当然，每一天都是非常的宝贵，但是我们能够聚在一起，这真的，非常的不容易，也是要珍惜这样的机会。
So of course, every day is precious, but we have to treasure this time together as we gather together to worship our God.
这样聚集的机会以后是不是多？我们不知道。
So we do not know whether we will have many more opportunity to meet together, to worship the Lord together.
我就记得曾经，在我们教会有一个老弟兄，他讲到他母亲的故事。
I remember one of the older brothers in our church shared his story about his mom.
因为在那个时候呢，在中国，就说基督徒不能聚会，他的母亲就在蒸箱篮里面藏着一部分的圣经《约翰福音》撕下来，藏在蒸箱篮里面，因为被发现的话可能会遭到麻烦。
So back then, the Chinese Christians was been persecuted. So he remembered his mom hiding a part of the Bible, the Book of John's, in one of her sewing basket. Because if someone find out that you have a Bible, so you can be in trouble.
就是神的话语对他们来说多么的宝贵，那个聚集变成一种，就是不能可能的事情。
So the word of God was so precious to them, and being together, to worship the Lord became something that is very hard or impossible for them.
在93、94年，我刚信主回去的时候，到我的家乡去，看望那边教会的一些弟兄姐妹。他们讲到一些令人非常感动的故事。
So in the year 1993 or 1994, I went back to China, and some of the Christians in China told me some stories that were really touched my heart.
他们那位牧师在监狱里面待了很长的时间。那这个我跟这个长老谈话，长老是一个工程师，我跟这个长老聊了很长的时间。他说，牧师呢，在监狱里面待了很多，现在出来。一直还是在讲道。
So I was talking to one of the elders in the church. The elders was an engineer, so he said that the pastor of the church has been in jail for many, many years, and now he came out from the jail. He still preached the gospel.
其实这个后来呢，这个长老他就成了牧师，因为那个老牧师就过世了。那时候呢，他也在教会讲道，我就问他呢。为什么不全时间来服侍主呢？你既然有这样的一个呼召。
So after the pastor passed away, the elder, the one who was an engineer, became the pastor of the church. And back then, I asked him, "Why are you still working? You should be serving the Lord like on a full-time basis."
他怎么给我讲的呢？他说："你知道吗？你看我们的弟兄姐妹都是乡下人。" 大部分人都是农村里面来的人，虽然我们城市在叫，他们都没有钱。那我呢，我的工程师的，我的工资很高，我可以来帮助他。
So, he said that because most of his members of the congregation are from very poor countryside, so they don't really have money. Since he was an engineer, so he make good income, so he was able to help them.
他给我讲到，他们很多年，其实在过去很多年，都用手抄本的圣经，就是抄写的圣经。
So for many years in the church, they were using the Bible that were actually handwritten.
就是说，他们不断的去copy，因为买不到，不知道去哪里去买，也买不到，所以他们就是创抄。不断的抄写，不断的抄写。
So it was because they were not able to find a published one, so they have to keep on writing it down, copy it over and over again.
所以今天我们能够聚在一起是非常的有福。
So it is a very precious time for us to be able to meet.
那今天我们有圣经可以读，那是非常非常的有福。
So it is very, it's a blessing for us because since we have a Bible in our hand to read.
那以后可能会出现这样的情况，就是我们读圣经会成为一种奢侈品。
So it could be a situation in the coming future that being able to have a Bible became a luxury.
我上次给大家讲了，就是 David Wickson 的这个预言。
So I have talked about the visions from David Walterson.
那将来的逼迫呢，要从西方开始。
So the persecution, the upcoming persecution will start from the western side.
那但是逼迫开始的时候呢，好多时候就会禁止圣经。
So the beginning of the persecutions could be starting from the Bible.
那所以我们今天有圣经的时候呢，要好好的来珍惜，好好的来读，把神的话语来放在我们的心里面。
So today when you still have a Bible, you have to put the word of God into your heart.
我们要知道我们所拥有的产业是什么，这是非常重要。
It's very important for us to know our inheritance.
我们要明白我们的产业是什么，就要明白神向我们讲了什么话。
In order to understand our inheritance, we need to know what God has been spoken to us.
今天呢，神把一个信息放在我的心里面，给大家来分享。
So today, God has put a message in my heart, so I want to share this with you.
我们翻开一段大家非常熟悉的圣经。
We'll turn to a scripture that is very familiar to all of you.
在路加福音十五章，我们读十一节到三十二节。
It's in Luke chapter 15, from verse 11 to 32.
那在这个传统上呢，就是被神学家或者牧者呢叫做这个叫做这个浪子的比喻。
So it is called the story of the prodigal son.
所以呢，就是你把那个OK， 就是说，传统上来讲呢，把这个比喻叫做浪子的比喻。
So traditionally, it's called a parable of the prodigal son.
大家读圣经的时候呢，你发现有一些大字的标题叫浪子的比喻。
If you read the headers, the subject of the parables, it says the parable of the lost son.
那有一些圣经会有这种这个上面的标题，有些圣经是没有的。
So for some of the Bibles, you will find a header on the story, on the parable. For some Bibles, you may not find that.
那我要给大家讲的呢，就是说这个浪子的比喻，这个标题呢不是神的话，是编辑的人加上去，为了大家便于读。
So the header, the parable of the lost son is not in the Bible. It's something that it was added by the editors.
那我为什么非常关心这件事情呢？
Why do I care about this?
就是所有的神学家、牧者的好，原意都是好的，为了便于读。
So, they come with a good conscience. I mean, like they do this for a good reason.
但是呢，大家一定要知道哪个是神的话，哪个是人从人出来。
But it is very important for you to know, where it comes from, whether it's come from man or come from God.
对我们教会，你可能常常会听到神的话非常的重要。神的话是立定在天的，永远不变的。
So in our church, you will know that.God's word is very important. It established the heaven and the earth.
那神的话，当人去做的时候呢，神就差派天使在他的后面来支持他。
So when you practice what the Bible says, God will send angels ahead of you.
那神的话当你做的时候呢，祝福立刻就来临。
When you do,
神就打了一个印记。
So when you do according to what God said, the blessing will come immediately, and it comes with a seal.
那撒旦呢，立刻就退去。
And Satan will be backed off.
但神的人的话却不然，人对圣经的理解也不然，他没有那样的能力。
However, it is not the case with a words from man. It doesn't have that kind of power.
再回到这个浪子的比喻呢，就是说。这个过去呢，为了传福音的原因，把这个叫做浪子的比喻，这是挺好的。
So, once again, we go back to the title, the lost son. The title was given like after. It's for the good purpose of preaching the gospel.
鼓励大家呢，就是你要把这些标题呢，现在你要放掉来读。为什么呢？神的话语是，你要让圣灵亲自带着你来读，因为里面是非常的丰富。好多时候因着这样一个标题的限制呢，我们会把神看得很小。
So, right now I want you to forget about these header, this subject lines. Just sometimes if you focus on these things, it can limit your God's power that is in you.
那我们仔细读一下这个圣经这个经文来看的时候呢，这里面不仅仅是浪子一个角色。还有更重要的角色在里。
So if you read this Bible, you will see that this story is not only about the lost son. There is some other characters that are very important in this parable as well.
不仅仅是很重要，而且它最重要的，并不是这个浪子。
It's not as important as the lost son, but it is actually more important. The message is actually more important than the lost son itself.
就是有一些角色呢，比这个浪子的儿子，浪子要重要很多倍。
So some characters in this parable is more important than the character of the lost son.
那所以大家要来，你也敞开的一个心来读神的话语。
So that's why you have to open your heart to receive the words from the Lord.
我们今天来读一下，如果你读英文的圣经呢，你自己来读，仔细的来默想。我来读中文的。
So I'm going to read it. If you read in English, you can read it on your own.
十一节开始，耶稣有说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大造饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得那猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了你，天得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，先离很远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他，把戒指戴在他头上，字头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他误灾误病的回来，把肥牛都宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的名，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。 但你这个儿子和娼妓通进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。”父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。只是你这个弟兄是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。”我们读往这段经文的时候呢，很显然这里面不止这个浪子一个人。
So after you finish reading the parables, you will clearly find that the character was not only about the prodigal son.
那这里面至少出现了四个人。
At least there are four people. There are at least four characters in the story.
第一个是浪子。
First is the prodigal son, and the second is the father.
第三个是这个大儿子。
The third is the oldest son.
那第四个是这个仆人。仆人就是大儿子叫来讲话的这个仆人。
The fourth character is the servant.
那这四个角色呢，是出现在这段圣经里面，他们都有讲话，都有做事。
So these four characters are in the story. They all spoke. They all did something.
所以你真正你读完这段经文的时候呢，你发现最突出的呢，你从心里面感受到的呢，是这个父亲的一种慈爱。
So after you read the story, you will find the most important thing to know is the heart of the father.
所以呢，真正读这段经文的人呢，用心去读的话，一下就知道这个父亲，这是最重要的角色。
So if you read with your heart, you will see the character of the father is the most important character in the story.
阿凤，你把我这面的图像可以放出来吗？谢谢。那这个父亲，你看他不管怎么对待小儿子还是大儿子，都让人非常非常的感动。
So the character, no matter, the father, no matter towards the lost son or the older brother, he always show love for them.
所以真正的主角呢，在这里应该是这个父亲。
So the main character should be the father.
当然就是说一开始呢讲到了浪子，浪子回头这个故事呢，这一段呢非常的重要，所以我们在过去的甚至一千多年呢，用这个浪子回头就是招人悔改。
So of course the character of the prodigal son is also very important. So in the past 1,000 years, we've been preaching about how the prodigal son have returned.
那今天呢，我要集中在讲这个大儿子，因为大儿子呢没有离开过。
But today I want to focus on the older brother because he has never left the father.
因为这个大儿子呢，就今天我们在教会里面的人认得我们的父亲，跟我们的父亲同在。
So the older brother is just like us who are in the church and always recognize the father.
但是呢，他没有享受父亲给他的一切的好处，他非常不开心。
But he is not happy because he has never enjoyed the inheritance from the father.
那这两个儿子呢？你一开始你就发现，他们两个其实都是父亲的儿子。
So you know that both of them are the sons of the father.
所以今天呢，我们不管是认得神的人，还是在教会里面的人，其实都是神的儿女，一开始就是神的儿女。
So nowadays, I mean, even if you are in church or not in the church, you have to know that all of you are the children of God.
但是呢，这个小儿子一开始的这种态度呢，对父亲的态度呢，其实他对他儿子的身份呢非常肯定，对他的产业呢非常的肯定，所以他对父亲才这样讲。
So the attitudes of the younger brother, the prodigal son, towards the father, you will know he knows clearly about his own inheritance. He knows his identity as children of God, as a child of God.
那所以就像我们过去好多人就生在这个一个优越的环境里面， 对自己各方面呢就是非常的肯定，我是被祝福的一个。所以呢，他对父亲怎么讲？父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。就说他对他的家业非常的清楚，他是有产业的。
So just like some of us been born in a good family, so you know clearly about your inheritance. So same as this prodigal son, he was born in the family, he knows exactly what he's going to have. So that's why he was telling the father to give him his part of the inheritance.
他非常的笃定，他有产业，
so
他也觉得他应该要来。
So he knows clearly about his inheritance and he wanted to have it.
你发现这个大儿子呢不是这样的，他有很多的产业呢他不敢用，等一会我再仔细讲。
But for the older brother was not the case. Even though he has an inheritance, he dared not to use it.
其实这个小儿子呢笃定到一个什么样的程度呢对他的产业呢非常的清楚，清楚到一个程度，就是在父亲面前说话的时候啊，胆子非常大。其实原文里面讲，这个中文说是父亲，请你把我应得的产业给我。你如果读英文的话呢，你就发现什么呢 ？Father, give me my share of the estate。原来希腊文也是这样，就是 donate， 哦 ，OK， those more， 就是你把那个父亲给我的产业。他是用那种语气讲的，父亲给我的产业。
So this lost son was so clear, so sure about his inheritance, even though when you read in Chinese, it seems like he was asking his father, so please, father, give me my inheritance. But actually, in the original text, he was kind of like determined to have the inheritance, you know, like asking with.You know, without like the word, please.
你看英文翻译的是 "Father, give me my share of the estate."
So, yeah, that was the English translation. Give me my share.
哎，就是爸爸把我的产业给我。
So basically saying that, Daddy, give me my share.
就是我们好多的孩子呢。在家里面就是很自由啊，很笃定，都有应该对爸爸讲话不客气，爸爸给我的产业。
So a lot of children they are so sure about the inheritance in their family, so they don't like talk with respect to their parents.
那这父亲做了一件什么事情呢？短短一句话，这父亲就把产业分给他们。
So what did the father do?So he just gave his share of the estate.
那圣经里面怎么讲？是不是他把产业就分给了他，分给了小儿子
？So did the Bible said that he only gave the share to the younger son?
我想好多人过去读经啊，都可能就说，哎，因为这是浪子的比喻，就说，哎，分给了浪子。这句话怎么讲？
So a lot of people, when they see the parable of the prodigal son, they thought, okay, maybe just for the share was only given to the younger brother. But what did the Bible actually say?
这里面讲得很清楚，他父亲就把产业怎么样，分给了他们两个儿子。
But the Bible actually said he divided the property between them. So between the two brothers.
啊，就是说父亲的儿小儿子要呢，他给大儿子的也分给他，就是说清清楚楚分给大家，你的这是他的，都给了。
So when the younger brother asked for it, so the father divided, the estate between the older brother and the younger brother.
那小的这个儿子呢，要追求自由啊，就到外面的世界闯一下，很精彩。
So the younger brother was.The freedom, so he went outside to, you know, to have the pleasure.
这个年轻的儿子呢，就是小的儿子呢，他要追求自由，这是西方人。
So the younger brother wants to have the freedom. He was seeking for freedom. So is
这个大儿子呢是中国人，大儿子是中国人，喜欢待在家里面抢菜呀，这个精打细算。
So the younger brother is just like the Western world, but the older brother is just like the Chinese, like, you know, rather stay home and, you know, just care about his own properties.
其实这个原文里面呢，他用的这个小儿子和大儿子，他用一个年轻的儿子和老的儿子。
So in the original text, when it says about the two brothers, they use the Bible used the word a younger brother and older brother.
这个 younger 呢，那个词也可以说是新的，也可以解释成新的 younger，年轻的、新的都是可以用那个词。
So the word younger brother, younger, the word younger can also be used as a newer, newer brother.
所以他是追求一种新的一种思想，新潮，
So he's seeking for something new, a
所以
trend,
这个
new
就是说
trend.
好多的事情就他带着他的这个资产啊，带着他的产业呢，就离开了父亲。
So he took the property, I mean the share of his estate, and then he left the father.
这小儿子出的最大的问题呢，是他得到了产业，丢掉了父亲。
So the problem of the younger brother is that when he gained his property, he lost the father.
现在好多基督教的国家就发生这种状况，他们曾经从神那边得到很多的祝福，现在呢得到了祝福，丢掉了父亲。
So it is actually happening in the Western world right now. So when they are like the younger brother, when they gain the blessings from the father, they start to, you know, leave the father behind.
很快，他所拥有的东西呢就会不见了。
Very soon, the things that he owned will be squandered away, waste away.
他不知道哪个地方会发生洪灾，哪个地方会出现热浪。
He doesn't know whether this place will have a flood or a heat wave.
那后来呢，就很惨。
So after that, his life became worse.
后来回过头来呢，那父亲依然的100%的爱他，接纳他。
But when he turned around, his father still loved him like 100% loved him and forgive him.
恢复他所有的身份、权柄、所有的产业的继承权，所有的都恢复了。
And he restored everything, his identity, his sonship, his property, everything he restored to the son.
这就是这个父亲，这儿子不管发生了什么事情，当他回来的时候呢，父亲完全的一种100%的一种宽恕和接纳。
So this is what the father does. When the son returns, he will accept the son. Like 100%.
不仅是恢复和宽恕和接纳，而且恢复他所有的权利。
Not only just to forgive and to restore, but restore all of his authority as a son.
那这是小儿子，我们要讲讲大儿子。
So this is the younger brother. Now we're going to talk about the older brother.
小儿子呢，就说拿了产业，认得产业，忘记了父亲。但是最后经过很多的苦难，再找回父亲。
So the younger brother knows his inheritance, knows his sonship. So when he gained the property, he lost the father. When he returned, his father forgave him and restored him.
这个大儿子呢，他有父亲同在，但是他忘记了自己的产业。
But the older brother, even though he has the property, but he forget his father's inheritance.
所以呢，当他这个小儿子来的时候呢，他就，生气啊。他对父亲怎么说呢？他说：“我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
So here it says the older brother was angry, and he told his father that, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your order, yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends.
那事实上在英文讲的刚才安娜翻译的就是 slavering for you, 原文就是用的 slavery 这个词。服侍有很多个词，其中一个呢就是 slavery。
So this word was using is a slavery, even though in Chinese it says to serve. But serving, there's many ways of serving, but slaving is one of the ways.
这个服侍这个词有好多的在原文里面有好多，一个就是那个做 slave, doulos.
So, to serve, there are many ways of to serve. So one of the ways is a slave.
那还有一个词呢，就是我们英文今天讲的 minister, 就是我们的 prime minister, 就是 minister, 也是 serve.
So another way to serve is to minister, so as is in English.
哎，就是做做管家、做总理、做理做理事的，
也叫 serve。So basically, to you know, to minister to look after something。
那就是说还有另外一个词，就是教会里面叫执事啊，把它翻译做英文叫做 deacon。原来呢，就是那个 diaconia， 就是管家。
So and also.To serve is to, as is in English, the deacons to, you know, to be looking after the house.
所以这个服侍有不同的服侍方法。
So there are many different ways of serving.
这个地方这个儿子讲的呢，我服侍你这么的，他用的词是做奴仆。
So there are many ways to serve, yet this.Older son used the word slave.
大家要记住，这是他自己讲的，并不是他的父亲怎么带他，也不是父亲讲的，要很清楚。
So please know this word was only it was spoken by him. It's not something that his father said or wants him to do.
好多时候我们读圣经的时候要读，就是有一些话是人的口里面出来的，不是神的口里面出来的。
So when you read the Bible, you have to see some of the words are spoken from a man, not from God.
他自己的心态就说，我跟你做奴隶这么久，从来没有违背过你的命。
So from his heart, he thinks he's been a slave to the father and he never disobeyed the father.
他说他从来没有违背过他父亲的命，这多棒啊。
He said, oh, I never disobey your orders, so how good is that?
你要记住，这是他讲的还是父亲讲的。
So put this in your heart, whether this is spoken by God, by the father or by himself, by him himself.
这是他自己讲的。
He said that himself.
就从他的这个弟兄回来，他很生气这一点呢来讲的话呢，他根本做的事情就不明白神的心意。所以他是自己讲，他很遵守神的命令。
So from the fact that he was angry because his younger brother returned, so, and yet he said he never disobeyed the orders. So you will know clearly that he doesn't understand the heart of the father.
后面又讲什么？你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。你连一只山羊羔都没有，你让给他宰肥牛。
And later he said that not even a young goat, you could,Give it to me so that I can celebrate. And yet you have killed the fattened calf for the prodigal son.
那这是谁讲的？这也是他讲的。
So who said that? It is also him himself.
那这里面出了一个问题呢，就是说他的心态啊，他把他自己本来是在父亲身边的大儿子，但是呢，他自己把自己当成了奴仆。
So this son, even though he is the older son that was with the father, and yet he treats himself as a slave.
那你知道吗？不仅仅如此，他是大儿子，而且呢，父亲说，我常，你常和我同在，你一直跟我在一起。
Not only he,
天天敬拜赞美。
Not only that, he's with the Father, and the Father also said that you are always with me.
但是呢，他虽然跟他跟父亲在一起，但是呢，人在心不在，或者是他没有感受到，没有理解到，没有认识到父亲的这个一切的慈爱和产业拥有。
So even though he was with the Father, he doesn't know it. So he probably didn't grasp it in his spirit. So he was not able to have what the Father has.
那因着他占有一种奴仆的心态呢，当他把自己当成奴仆的时候呢，他不能容纳他这个弟弟。
So when he has the heart of a slave, he was not able to welcome his younger brother.
你知道当我们把自己的身份搞不清楚的时候呢，我们为什么有时候会产生妒忌啊，不安全感，是因为我们把自己的身份看得太小，把神也看得太小。
So you know, when sometimes you when you have jealousies and you know insecurity that in your life, it's probably because you don't understand your identity.
另外也是没有真正的认识神。
And second of all, you probably did not really understand God.
当我们真正是知道我们自己的产业，我们是儿子的时候呢，就像这里父亲说，我一切所有的都是你的。
So when you actually know your identity as a child of God, then you will know that everything, just like the Father said, everything I have is yours.
那今天就说我们要知道，以后神会把好多这样的小儿子带到教会来。
So you have to know that God is going to bring a lot of these younger brothers into the church.
教会不是说我们要传福音吗？
So isn't that God? Isn't that church supposed to preach the gospel?
我们教会不是说我们对罪人有负担吗？对世上的灵魂有负担吗？
Isn't that we have the heart for the lost souls in the world?
我们不是说要爱这些罪人吗？
So isn't that we have to love the sinners?
哈利路亚，神听了你的祷告。
Hallelujah, God has listened to your prayers.
所以呢，他就把这些人就带来了。
So he brought all these people.
吸毒的带来了。
Drug dealers.
啊。
Drug addicts.
喝酒的带来。
The drunken, the alcoholic. 淫
妄的人带来。
The adulteries, adulterers.
破碎的人带来。
The people who are broken.
结果突然发现呢，他们就得到了神的恩典。
And all of a sudden, you see that they have received the grace from the Lord.
不但得到了神的恩典，而且他们神把很多的好处给他们。那个恩典就很奇妙的临到他们。怎么他们所拥有的比我还丰富呢？他为什么那么喜乐呢？哎呦，他求的话，神就给他，疾病也得医治，家庭也得和好，这个生意也做起来。
So all of a sudden, you find they receive so much blessing, so much miracles. Everything they asked for was fulfilled, was being fulfilled by God. So their families is restored, their health is restored, their business prospers.
这个人过去是放毒、吸毒的，中学也没有毕业，怎么突然他是公司的大老板？哦，他怎么又买一个房子，四个 acre， 又建了那么大的房子？
So this man was a drug addict or drug dealer, and all of a sudden he became the boss of a big company and have everything, buying houses, you know, like a big 4-acre houses and building houses. And, yeah.
大家可能记得我们母堂的江伊拉夏，那他就是这样，他过去是放毒吸毒，中学没有毕业，那公司做得非常好，现在。神祝福他，完了最近真的他就买一个四个 acre 的地，又建一个新房子。过去建的房子就很好，现在又建更大的房子。
You probably remember our brother John Elisha from Church of Zion. So he was like that. He was a drug dealer and drug addict. So he didn't even finish high school. But now God has blessed him. He founded a company and he made a lot of money. Now recently he He bought a 4-acre land. He built his new houses, even though he built the previous house was actually quite good as well. So God has been giving him, I mean, bless him.
啊，施行给他一个老婆，特别漂亮，特别温柔，好多的都基督徒。你有的人一看，他说鲜花插在牛粪上。
And God also gave him a very beautiful, very gentle soul, like wife. And this wife was is actually her family has been Christian for many, many generations. So if you see it from as an outsider, you will think it is as if a flower been put on the on a heap of poop. That's a Chinese saying that when you see a beautiful man with a beautiful woman with a man that not worth trusting, then you say that you're putting a beautiful flower on a heap of poop.
所以弟兄姐妹，大家呢要知道，就是说我们神，我为什么讲这篇？我相信神让我们弟兄姐妹要做好准备，我们心里面要认得我们的产业，也认得我们的父是谁。
So why do I say this? Because I want you to know about your identity so that when these prodigal sons and daughters return, and you will know your identity and God's work.
那弟兄姐妹，当我们知道我们是儿子而不是奴仆的时候。 不仅仅是儿子，我是大儿子，大儿子有双份的产业在圣经里。So
you have to understand your identity not as a slave, but as sons and daughters, especially the older son. You know, in the Bible, it says the older son gets double portion.
今天在教会里面出世的，教会里面好多年的这些弟兄姐妹，就像大儿子一样，有很多的有 double portion， 有2倍的产业。
So those people who have been in the church for a long time, you have to know your identity as the older brother. You have the double portion.
你不需要经过很多的破碎，啊，不需要放到这个戒毒所里面再戒一下毒，对不对？你也不需要去婚姻辅导你的婚姻本来神就赐给你很好的婚姻，是不是？
So you don't have to go through, you know, go through a lot of troubles in life. So you don't have to go to a
recovering house
to get recovered from your drug problems. You don't have to go to a marriage counseling because your marriage is already quite good.
因为你有双份的产业，两倍的产业在你的手里面。Because
you have double portion of the of the inheritance.
还有更宝贵的是什么呢？这里说父说。 父亲说：“儿啊，我常和你同在，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。” And
what is more important is that here it says, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours."
你知道，第12节一开始呢，这个父亲就把产业分给了他们，分给了大儿子、小儿子，那就说小儿子拿了他那一份，走了。
So back to verse 12, it says the father divided the property between them. So the younger brother took his property and left. And the older brother got double portion of the share of the estate.
在旧约里面呢，长子是得双倍的。
So in the Old Testament, the older son gets two double portions.
还有更重要的，他拥有什么呢？你看讲的很，拥有爸爸，爸爸在旁边。What
is more important is that he has the father. The father is always with him.
他的产业还不仅限于他的双倍的产业。那个父亲说什么？我一切所有的都是你的。So
his property, his inheritance is not just the double portion, but here the father said, "Everything I have is yours."
近水楼台先得月，是不是？所以他常常在爸爸身边，什么都是他的。So
because he was closer to the father, so everything the father has is his.
就像我哥哥常在我的爸爸身边，所以他的孩子呢，只要学个古筝，我爸爸就给他的孩子买个古筝，对不对？但是我的孩子做什么，我爸爸不知道。
So for example, like my older brother, he is with my father in China. So if his children wants to say play a Chinese instrument, music instrument, so my father will just buy it for his grandchildren. But my children, my father doesn't know what my children are doing.
我就举一个这样一个例子，其实我们弟兄关系也很好，但是呢，因为近水楼台先得月嘛。
So my relationship is good with my.
我的侄女就是说要有个古筝，那古筝是很，爸爸就给买一个。
So my relationship with my brother are great. I'm just using this as an example that because he is closer to the father, so it's easier for him to, for my father to know what his grandchildren want.
啊，我爸爸这个他的一些过去的一些什么房子啊，他不做诊所了，以后就给哥哥是租出去，你租出去。钱收了都是你的，就这么简单。
So my father has some property because he no longer using it as his clinic. So he just told my brothers, "Oh, rent this property out. So every order, the rent is yours."
就这么简单，近水楼台先得月嘛。
So that's how easy it is because, he is closer to the father.
但是今天我们的弟兄姐妹在教会里面的，我们清楚不清楚我们这个长子的身份，我们真正从心里知道不知道，我们不仅有双倍的产业，而且有父和我们同在，父一切所有的都是我们的。
So as a member of the church, do you actually understand your inheritance as the older brother? You not only you have double portion, but you have the father.Who is always with you and everything he has is yours.
还是把我们当成一个奴隶，奴隶的心态。我想这个也不应该得，哦，那个神也不会给我。
Or you look yourself as a slave, or I shouldn't get this, or I don't think I deserve that.
你知道弟兄姐妹，我们是凭着信心，一切圣经里面讲是因信称义。因信得救，因信得到一切的恩典，是因着信心。当我们信心没有的时候呢，这一切离我们很远。
So, brother and sister, you have to know you are being called righteous because your faith, by your faith.
我这么多年在跟随神的过程里面，神不断的改变我奴隶的心态，成为一个儿子的心态。
So in my many years of walk with our Lord Jesus, God's been trying to change my heart. So not by my works, but because of my identity as a child of God.
但是作为一个中国人呢，有中国人的一些传统，这个勤劳的工作呀，这些东西是好的。但是呢，这种思想它禁锢着我自己过去，就是我愿意给别人，但是我不要别人给我。
So as a Chinese, we have, I have some kind of mentality, even though it's good in some sense, but it's kind of restricting me. I'm trying to give to other people, but I don't want other people to give it to me.
我记得我刚信主的时候，我真的很能给予。我那时候没有结婚，我就带着教会的孩子，我买很多的足球，很多的冰鞋，那时候。我喜欢滑冰，我带他们去滑冰。
我
听不见啊。
对，刚才有点卡。So when I first became a Christian, I was young, and then I used my money. I bought a lot of soccer balls and also skates, so that I bring the children in our church to skate.
我真的我非常愿意服侍。但是这个服饰里面呢，带着一种讨神喜悦、仆人的心态，就我要讨神喜悦。
So I love to serve. So, but in my ministry, I mean, in my serving to the Lord, it is as if I'm trying to gain the pleasure. I mean, gain. So I was trying to please the Lord, yeah.
当然逃神的喜悦是对的，但是呢，就是是一个好像我要赢得神的什么东西一样，啊，我不太这个恩典啊，就是说不是太认识，就是说那种恩典的这种思想呢，没有在我的里面，那么明确。
So even though it is good to please the Lord, but it seems as if I'm trying to win something from God, so I do not fully grasp the meaning of grace.
所以，但是呢，别人给我东西，我是不接受的。
But other people, when they're trying to give something to me, I will not accept that.
那我觉得他们看不起我。
And I felt they are, you know, like looking down on me.
因为我觉得我是一个能力很强的人，我可以帮助别人，但我不要别人来帮助。
I see myself as a people with a strength and power, so I'm able to help other people, but I don't want to accept any help from other people.
记得有一个圣诞节呢，那时候单身一人，所有的人都给我送袜子，教会里面，我说为什么给我送袜子呢？
So I remember one Christmas, everybody in the church was giving me socks. So I was asking, how come everyone want to give me socks?
因为那时候单身一个呢，我自己不太看我穿戴啊，我的所有的袜子呢，那个脚后跟都有一个洞。我真的也不看，因为运动很多，做很多的运动，所以我的袜子呢，脚后跟都有一个洞。
So because I was single, I never really noticed about my socks, and I do a lot of sports and exercise, and then all of my socks have a hole in the back of the sole.
那我就觉得很害羞，我说你们都看不起我吗？
So I was ashamed, and I felt, okay, are you guys looking down at me?
我也给大家讲过很多其他的故事，我们要去读神学的时候，有一个老姐妹呢给我$300，她说你读神学我支持你，当着我岳母的面，她当着我岳母，我很害臊，我就退回去，不要看。
So and also I also share another story that I was about to go to the Bible college. So one of the sisters in the church, he handed me over $300. So in front of my mother-in-law, so I felt so ashamed. So I just couldn't accept that from her.
但是我很记得很清楚，神就来教导我关于恩典。但是我在祷告的时候呢，我老发现我的前面站着一个老年人，抬不起头来。
So God is trying to teach me about grace. So during the time when I pray, I always see a vision. In the vision, I see an old woman in front of me, and she was not able to lift her head up. She was like you know, her head was down, and she couldn't lift her head up.
那我问神是什么意思？他说你拒绝了这个老年人的爱心。
So I asked God, what is it about? So God answered that it is because you have refused this old woman. She was trying, you know, her love, refused her love.
那后来我说，我的天哪，这个拒绝了他的爱心，我祷告的时候不顺畅，为了祷告顺畅，我把钱就要回来，我打电话去把钱要回来。
And I said, oh, okay, God, because of that, and then I wasn't able to pray smoothly in my prayer life. So because I want to be able to pray, so I call her and ask her for the $300 back.
弟兄姐妹，因为神呢教导我们，我其实就好多好多经历，有一些讲过，就是神要让你要吃什么叫恩典，什么叫儿子的身份。
So I have many stories like that. I want you to know that what is grace and what is it as a child of God, identity of God, I mean children of God.
特别是刚信主的时候，我就觉得，哎呀，这些人有什么讲方言的恩赐，圣灵里面这种恩膏、先知的恩赐，我说我不配，我这个人没那么好，可能不够圣洁。
Especially when I see people who can speak in tongues, who can see visions, I have this heart in me that, okay, I wasn't good enough to deserve to have that kind of a gifting.
结果我后来在这个康萨斯那边去学习的时候呢，我发现好多人怎么，怎么看起来他的行为啊、模式啊各方面，就是以前就是放毒吸毒出来，那一祷告的时候，神就用他们那个先知的恩赐非常的精确。我说为什么他们可以这样呢？
So when I was in Kansas City and I see a lot of people, even their action, their behaviors, they are drug dealers, they are drug addicts in the past. But however, when they pray, I see God's powers that was in them. They were able to prophesy, you know, to see visions. And then I ask myself, how is that?
那我非常科目这些恩赐，那很简单，你要听到圣灵清楚的声音，这是多么了不起的一件事情。我说，所以科目它，但是呢，我觉得我不够好。
So I was longing for the gifting because it is so good. So when you pray and you see visions from God, but I didn't get it because I thought myself wasn't good enough to deserve it.
但是当我在那边看到这些人，神就再次教导我，一切都是恩典，是本乎恩，也因着信。你这些东西都是赚不来。
So when I see this and God is teaching me about grace, so our faith is based on grace, not by actions.
后来我就不断的要反省我自己，要悔改，真正的要明确，这是一个恩典，这个儿子的身份是恩典，儿子是不需要做努力的。
So I have to constantly remind myself of this is grace, not by works. So as a child of God, the identity is not something that you can be earned. It's free.
你不需要拼命努力的汗流浃背，去
You
来
don't
赚
have
得儿子的身份。
to work hard, until you sweat to earn your identity as a son.
儿子生下来就是儿子。
So when you are born, you are sons.
啊，奴隶是可以晃来晃去，可以雇这个，也可以雇那个。儿子生下来就是儿子。
So as a slave, you can be hired. You can hire this one and hire that one as your slave. But as a son, it is being born in your family.
奴隶只能挣这个钢镚儿。但是儿子拥有一切的产
So as a slave, you can just earn a few incomes, but as a son, you gain the whole inheritance.
所以神就不断的来更新我的观念，要把我的这个信心建立在真理上。
So God has constantly renewing my faith, so that I know that my faith is based on truth.
但是当有这样的观念进到我里面的时候，后来。很快，我祷告的时候就看到异象啊，这些服侍人的时候，包括现在也是一样，我就知道神会通过我讲话。
And after I renew my mind, I start to pray, and I start to see visions, and I start to prophesy, and I.
有时候，有时候可能自己心情不好啊，有时候给跟这个师母红了脸，红了脸以后呢。有人中国那边找我服侍祷告的时候，照样就是神的话就出来。
So even sometimes when I maybe have an argument with my wife, and someone may call me from China and ask me to pray over them, and still I can just go on the phone and pray and prophesy.
但是在这个中间呢，撒旦有时候会来控告，你看你不配，你不够。不够这个圣洁，不够这个含有罪，我就给撒旦讲，滚远远，我是神的儿子。
So even though during this time, the Satan may try to, you know, to put lies in me and say, "Oh, you are not worthy. You just sinned. You just sinned. You are not worthy. You are not able to do this." But I will just say to Satan that, "Back off."
我立刻。就是祷告完以后，继续的100%的 ，I'm servant of God， 我是神的儿女，我是神的仆人，继续要服侍。
So I will pray and I'll say, okay, I am the servant of God, I am the child of God, and will continue in my ministry.
而且神必然会清楚的向我讲话。
And God will clearly speak to me.
因为这是恩典，不是我赚来的。 我跟神的关系不是因为我好他就向我讲话，我不好他就不向我讲话。
Because it is by grace, not by my works. It's not because I do good, then he will speak to me. And if I don't do good enough, then he will not speak to me.
弟兄姐妹，你的你跟你爸爸关系的不好的时候，你爸爸是不是不向你讲话？
我不向他讲话。So brothers and sisters, so if you have a bad relationship, if you are just argued with your father, does your father, you know, stop talking to you?
那你爸爸可能有一小段的时间不向你讲话，但是最主要还是会向你讲话。
Maybe for a very short period of time, he will not speak to you, but very soon after, he will start speaking to you again.
而且他讲的更多。
He will probably speak even more.
弟兄姐妹，神给我们的东西预备的是很多的，很丰富的。
Brother and sister, the things that God has prepared for us is abundant, it's a lot.
但是我们真的要明白神的心意，明白他的话语。
But what's more important is to understand his words, understand his heart.
那我们今天呢，好多人在读圣经，我们信不信，我们做不做，这是很重要的。
So, a lot of us are reading the Bible, but do you actually believe what you read? Do you actually practice what you read?
好多教会里面，对，好多教会里面在观察，我说为什么教会里面基督徒好多时候软弱，好多时候没有祝福。好多时候，到教会里面笑容满面，回家以后愁苦满怀，这是怎么回事呢
？So sometimes I ask myself a question, how come the people in church, they don't have the blessing, they don't have the power. So even though they come to church with smile on their face, when they return home, they became, you know, the old sad themselves.
是因着我们没有真正的去信神的话，我们在读或者在信人的话。
It is because we have not actually believed from the words of the in the Bible, and rather we start believing the lies from man.
你知道早期的时候，这个我在魁北克的时候啊，看到好多的天主教徒，他们后来离开教会，非常的苦读，为什么呢？因为教会讲很多人的教导。
So, in my early times, when I was still in Quebec, I see a lot of the Catholics, leaving the church because the church was teaching things from man, not from God.
因为教会呢鼓励他们生很多的孩子，但是呢鼓励他们不要爱钱，因为钱是邪恶的。
So the church was encouraging them to have children, and also the church was not encouraging them to make money, so a lot of them became very poor.
所以后来他们对教会苦读，他说：“你们在那里敛财，我们要贫穷，就贫穷的人是有福了，越来越贫穷。”
So they were angry because, you yourself are making so much money, and yeah, you're telling me, don't love money, and you know, they become so poor.
那圣经上究竟怎么讲？
So what did the Bible actually say?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一定要回到圣经上去，就是说我们要把神的话语放在我们的内心里面，我们是神的儿女。
So what did the Bible actually say? That's why it's important for us as children of God to put the words in our heart. What does the Bible actually say?
那今天我们要懂得我们的身份，身份我们是神的儿女。
We need to know our identity as children of God.
神常和我们同在。
God is always with us.
神的一切都是我们的。
Everything he has is ours.
我们不需要去妒忌这个新来的这个我们的弟兄，他得到了神很多的产业，因为我们有丰盛的产业。
We do not have to envy about the newcomers who gain all the inheritance, I mean, all the blessing from the Lord, because we already have double portion.
当我们真正明白神的心意的时候，明白他的心的时候，我们把那个爱，爱我们所有这些小儿子、小弟兄回来的时候，我们把那个爱给出去的时候，我们更加的丰盛。
So when we know our identity, we will be able to welcome, the younger brothers, the younger brothers who are coming to our family.
那这里讲到呢，那父亲讲到这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，得回来了。当你的弟兄得回来，你不是应该很高兴吗？
So the Bible here it says that the son was lost and now it's been found and it was dead and now alive. Isn't that a great thing to have someone who was lost and found?
感谢主，今天我们这个信息呢就讲到这里。我们祷告，就是我们在祷告的过程呢，我们来思想我们在哪一些地方真的没有跟神的话语来对齐，把神看得很小。还有惧怕在里面，这些惧怕一定要消除。
So praise the Lord, we're going to end here, but we're going to pray and just examine our heart to see where in our life that you are not aligned with God's word. So you
你是不是还是一个奴仆的心态在主的面前？你觉得不配得
？So are you still have a heart of slave that you think you don't deserve?
啊，就是这个大儿子一样，所有的牛啊、羊啊都在旁边。父亲说：“你随便宰了可以吃。”但是呢，他就觉得不是他的。
So just like the older son, even though he has all the cattle, all the cows, all the sheep, and yeah, he think, okay, all those are belong to my father. I don't deserve to have it.
主啊，是的，主，我们来到你的跟前，我们再次的把你的话语放在我们的心里面。
Lord, we come before you once again. We put your words in our heart.
主啊，是的，主，我们有的人是这个大儿子，有的人是小儿子。
Yes, for some of us are the older brother, some of us are the younger brother.
主啊，当你把这些话语写在圣经里面的时候，真的是，真的是永远的话语，永恒的话语。你知道，任何时代所有的人。
So when you put the words in the Bible, it is a word of eternity. You know all the generations.
你知道教会各个时代的光景。
You know the churches in different generations.
有时候我们变成了小儿子，有时候变成了这个大儿子。
Sometimes we became the younger brother. Sometimes we became the older brother.
这小儿子抓住了产业，忘记了父亲；大儿子跟父亲同在所，忘记了产业。
So the younger brother gained the inheritance and lost the father. And the older brother, even though he has the father.He has the inheritance, but he with the father, but he lost the inheritance.
但是神啊，是的主，看到从圣经里面看到你是多么的慈爱，你是多么的富有，主啊，是的主，你是多么的接纳我。
From the Bible, we know like how abundant you have, and how much love that you have, and how much forgiveness that you have for us.
所以弟兄姐妹这时候来到主的面前来让主来检查我、来勇敢的来面对自己里面任何黑暗的角落。
So brothers and sisters, come before the Lord and be brave and face any, you know, like misalignment that is with God.
不要害怕，因为神今天不是要来审判你，就是这个父亲，就是这个比喻里面的父亲，他不是要来审判我。等这样来的时候，他就欢喜快乐拥抱我。
So do not be afraid. So he is the father that is here in the parable that he is full of love and forgiveness.
让神把他的爱，把他的这个恩典倾倒在我们的身上。
And he will pour down his love and his blessings upon us.
我们有个一两分钟，自己在神面前来祷告，祷告哪些地方你给神讲，说这些地方神啊，我交给你。我悔改，我求你来宽恕，你把这个捆绑完全的解除。
So、we'll spend a minute or two in front of the Lord, and you can ask the forgiveness from the Lord, in areas that you don't align with the Word, and ask God for forgiveness, and help ask Him to release you.